David Orr isn't a big fan of the term climate change. He prefers global destabilization. But either way, he says, it's going to dominate the future of today's college students.
The world that they're moving into is really bookended by, on one side, a lot of optimism about what technology can do. The price of photovoltaics and most renewable energy equipment is dropping dramatically. So what we can do in the world is they're linked in all kinds of ways. On the other hand, there is this continuing remorseless working of big numbers that the scientists report. So they're caught in this bookend condition where on one side is very optimistic and is very cheery, and the other side, it's grim.
Orr is a well-known environmental writer and educator who chairs the Environmental Studies Department at Ohio's Oberlin College. He was also the keynote speaker at Sonoma State's second annual Sustainability Day this week, even though he observes that the meaning of that word, too, is hard to pin down.
No one really knows what sustainability is going to call us to do, especially the longer we go into this. But we know a couple things about it. It's got to be fair. It's got to be decent. It's got to be just, clean, green, safe. It's kind of like solving a quadratic equation. There are lots of things on the left side of the equal marks that have to be solved before you get to the right answer on the right side of the equal marks.
This makes seeking solutions more complicated. And Orr suggests that confronting the great challenge of global destabilization will require teaching students two core ways of thinking.
One is teaching young people to become systems thinkers. You change something here, it affects things over here. So once you begin to see things as a system, it's health, it's justice, it's fairness, it's long-term, it's the economy, it's everything. But you begin to see the relationship between things. And the second thing is seeing long-term.
Orr titled his presentation in part, Climate Change and the Long Emergency, a phrase that he uses to underscore the magnitude of the issue.
It's a very useful phrase because what we're doing now has a degree of permanence to it. Carbon stays in the atmosphere for a long time. Were we to stop emitting carbon and other heat-trapping gases today, it would have another 1,000 years of rising sea levels, rising temperatures, changing ecologies, and so forth. So it isn't a quick fix kind of thing.
Beyond immediate steps to simply stop making matters worse, Orr says today's youth will also take the lead in reshaping the long-standing political and economic systems that have brought us to this point. This will require such abrupt new directions that he calls them the hinge generation.
We have 15 million college students in the United States, most incredibly intelligent and smart, energetic and so forth, coming into the best years of their lives in some ways. Can we harness that to better causes than growing an economy and mindless consumption and selling more widgets to each other and bigger landfills and more greenhouse gases? And I think the answer is yes. I think this is what they want in the world.
And he's hoping some evidence of that will emerge in the coming electoral cycle.
There's a sizable group of young people that get this and can be energized by President Obama and his campaign in 2008, Bernie Sanders presently, and other local candidates that are running, not left or right. This isn't Democrat versus Republican or liberal versus conservative. This is simply forward as opposed to backward.
In issuing his call for full-spectrum sustainability, Orr told his standing room only audience at the university not to focus too much on the here and now. This isn't how it's going to be, he said. This is just how it is at the start of the process. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.